Sure, it's April 16th, but don't panic about tax day just yet.
This Marketplace podcast is brought to you by Gazelle.com. Gazelle buys the used iPhones, iPads, Macs, smartphones, and other gadgets from your home or office, so you can upgrade to the latest versions of your favorite gadgets. Find out what your gadget is worth at Gazelle.com. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon, in for Jeremy Hobson. Tax procrastinators, breathe easy. This year's deadline is tomorrow, April 17th. There's extra time because April 15th fell on a Sunday this year, and today is Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia. Under federal law, D.C. holidays push back tax deadlines the same as federal holidays. Still, many people across the country are busy filing their returns in anticipation of a refund. And in states like Wisconsin, those refund checks could be a little smaller. From Milwaukee Public Radio, LaToya Dennis explains.
Monet Avery just got good news about her taxes. She came here to Milwaukee's Social Development Commission for help. Avery just found out she qualifies for the Earned Income Tax Credit. Now that she knows a big refund is headed her way, she's already planning how to spend the money.
Pay bills. That's it. Pay bills.
Avery has four children and doesn't make much as a nursing assistant, so she's grateful for the tax credit.
It's in a sense like a wage subsidy that the government pays in the form of the tax credit.
Scott Druyanka teaches economics at UW-Milwaukee. He says the credit is one of the most effective ways of boosting incomes.
The idea of the earned income tax credit was to make work pay better than it actually does.
When President Obama introduced the stimulus package 3 years ago, the federal government made it easier for some families to get more money. But Rick Chandler says his state can't afford it. Chandler is secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. He says Wisconsin's credit is tied to the federal government's credit.
We had to make sure that we could accommodate all our priorities.
So the Wisconsin legislature set a new cap on the tax credit. Now families will see a decrease anywhere from 3% to 9%. Michigan has also approved a similar reduction. Erica Williams is an analyst with the Center on Budgets and Policy Priorities. She says the cuts could backfire.
Supporting families now also helps to keep money in their pockets that they can go out and spend, and kind of helps to keep them economically active.
Still, Williams says it's not all bad news. Connecticut just adopted its version of the Earned Income Tax Credit, and Illinois voted to increase its offering to low-income families. In Milwaukee, I'm LaToya Dennis for Marketplace.
For the fourth straight week, The Hunger Games was number one at the box office over the weekend. Not since Avatar has a movie held onto the top spot for so long. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports it's good news for theater owners.
The Hunger Games brought in $21.5 million in ticket sales over the weekend, beating out The Three Stooges and horror movie The Cabin in the Woods. Since its debut March 23rd, The Hunger Games has done almost $340 million in U.S. and Canadian ticket sales, plus almost $200 million in international sales. Obviously, it's a big win for distributor Lionsgate Entertainment. But when a movie does so well for so long, it also benefits theater owners, who are coming off a few years of sagging ticket sales. Stuart Levine is managing editor of entertainment industry newspaper Variety. He says spring is often a slow time for big movies.
If you have one that's going to play well for 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row, like Hunger Games has, you're getting people into theater, you know, they're buying popcorn, they're paying for soda, that kind of thing. So that's ultimately a good thing.
Levine says it's also a good thing for cast and crew members who can build careers off a mega hit. And a good run at the theater bodes well for DVD sales. Still, Levine doubts The Hunger Games will come close to the box office record held by Avatar, which did more than $750 million in domestic sales. He doesn't expect a movie about a teen battle to the death to have the same mass appeal. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Things are looking up in Europe this hour. Frankfurt and Paris have added 0.2%. London has stepped up 0.5%. That's in spite of fresh fears about Spain's finances. Yields for 10-year government bonds in Spain have broken above 6% for the first time this year, and that has economists worried global credit markets could be headed back into crisis mode.
This Marketplace podcast is brought to you by Gazelle.com. Gazelle buys the used gadgets from your home or office, such as iPhones, iPads, iPods, Macs, or smartphones, so you can upgrade to the latest versions. At Gazelle.com, see what your used gadget is worth. Then mail it to Gazelle for free. Gazelle pays for the shipping, and you'll get paid fast. Gazelle helps you upgrade to the latest gadgets faster and gives you value for the used gadgets you replace. Find out what your used gadgets are worth at Gazelle.com. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it.
Another day, another patent lawsuit. Oracle and Google face off today in federal court in San Francisco. Oracle claims Google's Android system is infringing on patent and copyrights for Oracle's Java technology. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports on What's at Stake.
Colleen Chen says that technology used to be a gentleman's game. She's an assistant professor of law at Santa Clara University.
For many years, companies kind of had an understanding that they wouldn't be suing each other. But now they're finding it strategically advantageous to actually go forward.
That's because patents can be worth a lot of money and cripple the competition. Google's Android is on hundreds of millions of phones and tablets. Josh Olson is an analyst at Edward Jones, and he says that Oracle's been struggling to make money off its 2009 acquisition of Sun Microsystems. Sun created Java.
Google represents potentially one of the most lucrative litigation targets with the Android operating system.
Olson says that if Oracle wins against Google, it could spark a series of patent suits against other companies. Java is used in more than a billion phones and tablets around the world. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
And finally, speaking of Google, the Federal Communications Commission has been investigating the company's use of surveillance vehicles for its Street View mapping service. Google admitted the cars it sends out to take images of streets around the globe were gathering more than pictures. They were also capturing web surfing data, passwords, and even emails from personal Wi-Fi signals. Now, the FCC says there isn't enough evidence to go after Google for violating government regulations, but the agency is fining the online giant for deliberately impeding the federal investigation. The fine? $25,000, which is about 0.00008% of the $2.89 billion Google made in just the first 3 months this year. Put another way, $25,000 is what Google makes roughly every minute of every day. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.